This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A fifth person has died as a result of the rioting at the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C. Wednesday. The Capitol Police announced late Thursday that one of its officers had died from injuries sustained while physically engaging with protesters. A Capitol Police spokesperson said Officer Brian D. Sicknick died Thursday evening. Wednesday, a protester was shot and killed by police inside the Capitol, and three others died of apparent medical emergencies. Meantime, there's word law enforcement officials in charge of protecting the U.S. Capitol repeatedly declined offers of additional assistance ahead of Wednesday's riot. The allegations from defense and military officials came after large crowds of extremists supporting U.S. President Donald Trump pushed past barricades and members of the Capitol Police to rampage through the building. The breach of the Capitol building is costing some officials their jobs. Senate Sergeant-at-Arms Michael Stenger resigned because of Wednesday's security failures. U.S. law enforcement authorities have opened a criminal investigation into Wednesday's attack on the Capitol. Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia Michael Sherwin said 15 people have been charged in federal court in Washington in connection with the rioting, while 40 others were charged in D.C. Superior Court in the lead-up to the rioting, most of them for unlawful entry onto Capitol grounds. The federal charges include theft of government property and firearms violations. Some of the rioters who stormed the U.S. Capitol were fired from their jobs Thursday after police publicized their identities. The District of Columbia Police Department released photos of people in Wednesday's melee and potential charges against them. This is VOA News.